I thought we'd discuss tonight the origins of some Chanukah minhagim that are relatively late, at least post Gaonic and on. We'll start with the Mechaber in Siman Tuf Reish Ayin, the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. The Mechaber tells us about a well-known minhag. Noagos Hanashim Shilo Lasas Malacha Ba'ot Shanei Ras Dolko. If you have this either in the second page or the third page of the handout, you have first the standard Shulchan Aruch pagination and then the Mishnah Berurah pagination. So the Mechaber tells us that there's a minhag for women not to perform malacha while the candles are burning. What is the reason for this minhag? So, if I were to ask you that question, what would you say?
Depends on doing any work at home.
What's the standard? Afein. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here from the Magen Avraham. You can either see it in the Magen Avraham or in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is Sif Katan Gimel. Dafka Nashim, Lefisha Nasa Neif Ayideim, Kedalakamei Besif Beis Baga, with her makwa Taminag to eat Machali Chalavan Chanukah because of the Mice with Yehudis. Fine. Vyesh Makama Shigama Anashim Machmir Mazah, which is recorded in the Torah. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes for the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes it for the Mat Moshe. Interestingly, none of the Rishonim that present this Minna quotes such a reason. If you look, for example, in the Kolbo, is in the last page of the handout over here, Simon Memdalid, the piece on Chanukah. So in the first column, about two-thirds of the way down, it says, V'kasav Rebbeinu Asher, about maybe 15, 18 lines on the bottom. There's a period in the middle of the line. V'kasav Rebbeinu Asher, Shinagu Anashim, Shalalasas Malacha, Mishash Hadlaka, Ashath Kibiyasan. So Minna was that women would not perform malacha from the time the candles are burned, lit, until they are extinguished, until they burn out. V'nir hatam, lahakir sha'asar lishtamish la'oran. In order to create a heker so people will remember, so the woman will remember, that you're not allowed to use the candlelight for your own purposes. V'od shema yichba hanir sheyishtamshu kenegdo v'yalkarachem yivashlu lishtamish la'oran. Or maybe the other lights will go out, there'll be a blackout, and they're going to rely on the Chanukah licht to see from. And therefore, the minhag developed that women should not do malacha while the candles are burning. Then the Kolbo goes on to say that based on this minhag, some women made the mistake, and they didn't do malacha all 8 days of Chanukah, day and night, and that is a bad idea because a batala is never advisable. Fine. So the Kolbo sounds like the reason for this minhag is that we're concerned people may make a mistake and use the Neiros Chanukah for their own purposes, and Asur Lishtamish La'ora. And it sounds like we're more concerned about this when it comes to women than it comes to men. Either conjecture, either because women may be less aware of these halachas, or women are the people that are more likely doing malach in the house that may come to make such an error. So nothing to do with Afen Hayoso Nes, nothing to do with the fact that the Nes came, was brought about because of women, not some special merit that they have, and therefore there's an associated Isra Malacha, but a pragmatic concern that we're worried maybe they will make a mistake and use the Ner Tzorcham, and therefore the minhag developed not to allow malacha during the time that the candles are burning. Beis Yosef quotes this reason as well. Beis Yosef here in Siman Tafresh Ayin, the only reason given is, quote, Taman Kadeshi Yehela Makera Sha'asu Lishtamish Lauren. So the woman should be aware that you're not allowed to use the Chanukah licht for other purposes. In the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he suggests, I'm not sure if he quotes anyone else, he says this earlier, but seems to be his presentation, that nafkamina between these two reasons is the reason because of some special chus related to the nes, or is the reason because we're concerned they may come to use the light of the Neiros Chanukah. Nafkamina should be, how long should they refrain from malacha? Should they refrain from malacha for a half hour, or should they refrain from malacha the entire time that the candles are burning? So we saw the Kolbo said they should refrain from halacha. The minhag was Nishas Halakha Ashas Kiboy. So that sounds like as long as they're burning, even for many hours, they should refrain from halacha. We'll see in a second that Lishitasa doesn't work with the way the Piskei Tshuvos presents his Daf Kamina. We'll get to that in a second. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Sivkat and Dalit. Here the Mishnah Berurah, through the back door, mentions the other reason of Heker Sha'asu L'Shamish L'Ora. And he says that when the candles are burning in the house. Why does he say in the house? So that seems to be Lafuke to the exclusion of what the Magen Avraham writes. Look back at the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Beis. The Magen Avraham Sif Katan Beis quotes from Milat Staka. Kozman Shenevas shall Beis HaKnesses Dolkos. Vehu Akichatzos. The minhag was a woman would refrain from malacha as long as the candles are burning in shol, which would be until about chatzos, alayla, until about midnight. So it sounds like there are three possibilities here. Magen Avraham quotes, as long as the candles are burning in shol. The literal reading of the kolbo sounds like as long as the candles are burning at home. The Mishnah Berurah says, beveso, that's generally assumed to mean the minimum amount of time that the candles need to burn in order to be yotzei the mitzvah, which we'll assume is a half hour. So then, once a half hour passes, malacha would be permissible. So the Piskei Tshuvos presents the following, that if the reason is we're concerned that you may come to do malacha by the light of the Chanukah licht, so that should only be a concern the first half hour that it burns, when it needs to be lit mikra din. But after that, technically speaking, we shouldn't be so concerned about doing malacha, because even if you were to use the light of the Neres Chanukah, that wouldn't be such a bad thing, because the Zman Hadlaka is over. As opposed to, if the reason is some commemoration of the Nes, so then that could arguably, not necessarily, but could arguably apply even beyond the initial half hour. So I said the Kolbo doesn't fit with this, because the Kolbo is of the opinion that the reason is because we're worried they may come to do Malach or Haner, and the Kolbo sounds like he's saying as long as they burn, however long that may be. So that presentation isn't necessarily mukhrach, but that's his suggestion.
Shouldn't the basic nafma be where the malacha takes place? In other words, if it's, you're worried just about the candles...
No, so once the minhag was established, the minhag was established with a certain degree of low plug. The minhag wasn't established, you shouldn't do malacha l'or haner.
Right, I understand, but I'm saying, yeah. if that was your sole concern...
Oh, so you're saying why is basic nafma is relevant?
Yeah.
Correct.
In other words...
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If it's apinot el osmanes, it makes sense right. To do a low plug everywhere at
right.
All times, right? But if the malacha is only mishtamash l'oro...
Correct.
So
right. In that direction, correct.
Right, we understand.
Right. If that's a concern, so the fact that it's burning in shul should be of no relevance to us. Even according to the other reason, the fact that it's burning in shul... Not so clear why that should affect what you do in your house. So if they're burning, you have to figure out where the minhag to light a shul come from to begin with. That's a separate issue. But what's your shaychus at home to the fact that the candles are burning in shul any more than in anyone else's house or in any other part of the country? Fine. What is the gedder of this iser malacha? So if you look at the Dirshim Mishnah, he quotes... dispute among contemporary poskim. Most of these are cliché or clichés without anyone actually writing too much about it explicitly, so I'm not going to quote who says what, because it's all mostly cliché-y. But the basic presentation is whether the malacha is analogous to, let's say, Chol HaMoed, that whatever malacha you can't do in Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't do when the candles are burning, or broader, any malacha whatsoever. In the Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hanhagos, they quote over there that Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that on a Mikradin level, in principle, it only applies to the kinds of malachas that are us in Chol HaMoed, like weaving or sewing, but not to cooking. And nevertheless, in Rav Shlomo Zalman's house, the practice was that the women wouldn't do any malacha except for frying the donuts if they were making donuts to eat at the time. But otherwise, they would refrain from other malachos. Some quote the Tashbates, the Chuvas Tashbates, as relates to malacha on Rosh Chodesh, where there were minhagim that women would not perform malacha on Rosh Chodesh. This is Chela Gimel Simon Reish Mem Dalid, second to last page in the Mar Mekamos. So the fact he knows here, the fact that women were given this special status of Rosh Chodesh to refrain from malacha had to do with the fact that they weren't involved in the Chayde Egel, which had an association with the Binyan HaMikdash, Sadafka, those malachas that were done in conjunction with the Binyan HaMishkan were prohibited to women, or women had the minhag of not performing such malachos on Chol HaMoed. That reason itself doesn't necessarily transfer to Chanukah. There, the specific reason why certain malachos are excluded on Rosh Chodesh because of that Mishkan association doesn't necessarily apply to Chanukah, but some make that comparison as well. In Rabbi Moshe Harari's Sefer Mikra'e Kodesh, he suggests that this question as to the scope of the Yisra Malacha should also depend on our original question, what is the origin of the Minhag? He quotes this from the former Sephardi Chief Rabbi of Israel, Mordechai Eliyahu, Zechon Levracha, who suggested that if the reason is the concern of Hishtamshis La'ora, so then presumably that should apply to any malacha, not limited to the malachas that are usher on Chol HaMoed. If the concern is, if it's something to do with the days and some special status, so then that would be analogous to Yom Tov. So whatever you do on Chol HaMoed would be permissible on Leil Chanukah as well, while the candles are burning. I think I'm not sure what the more general practices, Rabbi Eider, Kosher Ramosha, and Rabbi Eider's Kuntrasan, Chanukah Ramosha thought that the gather should be whatever is Asar on Chol HaMoed. Okay. So I think, to the extent that we can talk about a more prevalent minhag here, the more prevalent minhag is to only be makbid about this during the first half hour. And as far as what malachas to refrain from, it sounds like there are various opinions and there's no clear hachra.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
If you have a shamish, what are you worried about?
Right.
So that it's not the same. If
correct.
You're worried about the
nair, so we're talking about the origin of the minhag. The minhag originated because of this concern. It doesn't mean that if we obviate the concern in every given circumstance, that the minhag doesn't still apply. But in a chanami, but that's why the minhag started, or that seems to be the presentation. Okay, what about the minhag of having sufganiyot, or similar foods, latkes perhaps, on Chanukah? So in the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, which we have here in the shul, volume Beis, he quotes a Ksav Yad attributed to the father of the Rambam, where he writes that it's important not to abandon any minhagim. Ein lahakil b'shum minhag afilu minhakal. And one of the examples of a minhakal, a simple minhag that shouldn't be abandoned, is the minhag of having sufganin on Chanukah, which are Tapichios bidvash, mishum shem kluyim b'shemen. So some kind of a food that was produced in oil, which was a zecher to the nays of the Pach HaShemen. So already in this early source that was unearthed, the father of the Rambam, there's reference to a minhag of having food that is processed in oil on Chanukah, zecher l'nays. In the Halicha Shlomo, they quote from Shlomo Zalman a very innovative suggestion. That Shlomo Zalman was suggested that perhaps the reason for the minhag of having donuts on Chanukah, nothing to do with oil per se, because in the time of the Nes of Chanukah, even though we were able to reestablish and reuse the menorah, we weren't able to use the mizbeach that had been defiled. That was tamei in an irreparable way. And there is a certain disappointment about the fact that the Mizbeach was no longer usable at that point. So in order to somehow reflect the fact that there was this disappointment, we dafka foods where the bracha achron is me'ein shalosh, because in me'ein shalosh we have a lashon of al mizbechacha, which we don't have in Birkas HaMazon. So to commemorate the fact that even though the Nes enabled us to light the menorah, we didn't have the mizbeach at that point, we dafka eat foods that require me'ein shalosh as a bracha achrona. So that's totally non-standard, nothing to do with anything that we usually think about, and we have the following nafkamina, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman's reason. So first of all, nothing to do with oil. Second of all, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman's reason, it only makes sense to have donuts if it's shalobas al chasuda. If it's in the middle of a meal, so then you're not saying the Me'in Shalosh. It only makes sense if you're having it Shalobas HaChasuda. In the Lashon of the Aviv Shel HaRambam, Rabbeinu Maimon, his Lashon was, V'yishchayev kol nochon lo asiyas mishta v'simcha umacha l'pirsim anes. So there's a little bit of mashmaos that the sufkin and were eaten in the context of the mishnah of simcha machal. Doesn't necessarily mean that it was a seuda with bread, but sounds like it. So according to that original reason that has to do with the shaman, so then there's no reason it has to be shelo b'socha seuda, and it sounds like the practice was it was b'socha seuda. According to Rosh Hashanah's reason, it would dafka have to be presumably shelo b'socha seuda. Okay.
And then it would only make sense to eat mazones and not to eat latkes.
Correct. That would only include those latkes. Correct. Sufkin in any way, it's a mazonos food. Whatever exactly it is, it's mazonos. And latkes presumably came later because of the oil. No real clear earlier source, as far as I'm aware of, for eating latkes per se. Now, what about the practice of spinning a dreidel on Hanukkah? Where does that come from? So what's everyone's girsa d'yanka, so why we spin dreidels on Hanukkah?
That's what they play with.
When?
And times on the...
Good. So how do we know that? What's the earliest source for such a notion that in the times of Hanukkah they play with the dreidel? Anyone, I guess? So as far as I could tell, I looked in the Pardes Yosef Achadash on Hanukkah. This is the earliest source he digs up. I looked around a little bit elsewhere. As far as I can tell, you correct me if I'm wrong, the earliest recorded source for this notion that the children in the time of Hanukkah play with a dreidel is a sefer called Otsar Kol Minhage Yeshurin, which sounds like it was originally printed in Europe at the end of the 19th century, and reprinted in America by a Rebbe Avraham Eliezer ben Isaac Hershowitz, originally of Kovna, who ended up in Pittsburgh, and had this sefer printed, I think, in 1890 in St. Louis. So in the sefer Otsar Kol Minhage Yeshurin, and he writes the following. Hatam, Hayiladim Sachin B'chanaka B'mizkak Dreidel. Hatam ki gazir shalalima Torah kumosh anu omrim ba'al anisa mashkikam tarasecha ubizmana hu lamdu kulam ba'al peh ubaguda acha saman yaskiru ishe sachiv pen shachach davar v'aysag zera shalais asu mokam echad agudas agudas. They weren't allowed to gather. Masu chachamim v'aysag zera eisa nufla sha'asu miskak adredol laharas asoyveyem im yimatsu shesachu v'miskak al-galgalan v'lo lamdu. Okay, so that's what we all know. As far as I can tell, the earliest source for this tradition is this sefer from the very end of the 19th century, who quotes a couple other contemporary svarim that said the same thing. I looked at the svarim blog because I figured he would probably have something on this topic. Indeed, he does. Rabbi Brot wrote an article, and he seems to quote the same sources, that there is no real earlier tradition for such a historical point.
There's a way to go.
Yeah.
That has an article about it. It's like similar to a game that they played in Europe, that the Galatian kids played.
Right, right. So I'm not going to talk about that right now, but people discuss that. In the Hasidic Sfarim, there's a lot to say about dreidels. Going back, again, not more than a couple hundred years, the Bnei Yisachar has a piece in... I think it's the second Mamar on Chanukah Os Kafei or so. What is the correspondence of the Nun Gimel Heishin on the menorah? So what do we all know? Neis Gadol HaYasham. Where does it say that? I'm not really sure. I couldn't find any real source for that. I'm sure it's somewhere, but not so easily discoverable. So the Bnei Sosker says it's Milashan Goshna. Lohus Lefav Goshna, because Goshna is Merames to the Arba Golios, and Saba, there's some connection through Chanukah and the Choshech of Chanukah to the Arba Malchios and the Arba Golios, and that is Merumas in Goshna. I saw this article printed in Or Yisrael, Teves Tavshin and Tess. Teves Tavshin and Tess, who quotes some other Hasidic Shasarim that have different Merumazim in the Osios of the Dreidel. He quotes from the Pinchas Mikoritz, that the Nun Gimel Heishin is Osios Neiros Shmona Halel Gamor, and he quotes from Rafael Mibershad that it's Osios Mashiach, or the Gematria of Mashiach. Nun Gimel Heishin, Gematria of Mashiach. David Cohn, in one of his nice farim, Birkas Yaivitz on Moedim, has the following wild, I don't know if it's a suggestion or an observation, that maybe the correspondence is based on the following. During the time of the Chashmonaim, there was an added gzera, of Chazal, to strengthen the isser of intermarriage by being gozer tumas nashka. So gozer a non-Jewish woman, tumas nida, and tumas shifcha, and tumas eshes ish, and tumas
goya,
right. So if the hay and the aleph are mischalfos, as they sometimes are, like he says, Akiva is sometimes written with an aleph and sometimes with an hay, so then nun shimel gin aleph is nun shimel nun shin gimel hay, nun shin gimel aleph are the same. So maybe this is merames to the gzera of nashka, or nashkas, that they were misakein at the time of Chanukah, which would be an interesting reference to think about.
On a children's game.
Right. In the Pardes Yosef Achadish, he quotes in the Sefer Siach Sarfe Kodesh, quoting from the Avnei Nezer, that the Avnei Nezer noted, what's the reason for the minhag of children to play during the time of Hadlakas Neros, after the candles are lit? Because we're supposed to have Persume Nisa, and we're worried, Shalo Yishanu Hatinokos. So just like with Leila Seder, we try to keep them up by different methods. So Chanukah, we try to keep them up also, and that's why we let them play games. So the Piskei Tshuvos, when he quotes this, B'shem the Avnei Nezer, he presents it as, so must be talking about playing dreidel. So the reason the kids play dreidel is to keep them occupied and awake, so they'll be able to see the Neros Chanukah, and there'll be more Persume Nisa. In the Sefer China Chabanam Kolchasa, which is written by the brother of the author of the Pardes Yosef Achadash on Chanukah, which is appended to the back of the Pardes Yosef Achadash, he thinks that's not the pshat. He thinks Pshat Lechazen Sofer is about the minute that the Mishnah Brewer rails against here in the Berelacha, quoting earlier Achonim who rail against, the minute of playing cards on Chanukah. Apparently, practice developed in certain communities in Europe that kids or grown people would play cards on Chanukah. And many poskim are strongly against this as an inappropriate practice. So for some reason, the Chinuch Banu Kolchaso thinks that what's going on the Avnei Nezer is really a reference to cards, that even though in general playing cards is not advisable, in this limited context, in order to keep the children up, it was advisable. He also quotes in the Piskei Tshuvos from the Minhagei Chasen Sofer, the Chasen Sofer himself would have a dreidel on Chanukah, a silver dreidel, and he would take it out and use it on one of the nights of Chanukah. If you look at some of the Svarim, they talk about the Bnei Saskar presents it as Dafka wooden dreidel, so maybe some reason that wood is more significant. The Bnei Saskar also has the notion that the reason that when you spin a dreidel, you spin it from the top, and the reason when you have a grogger, you wind it from the bottom, is that the Yeshua of Chanukah was Erusa de Ilah, that the Yeshua of Chanukah came from the top, and the Yeshua of Purim came from the bottom, that was Bederach HaTeva, and that's reflected in the difference between the Chanukah toy and the Purim toy. In the Pardes Yosef Achadash, he also quotes a Sefer Tshuvas Siach Yitzchak. Siach Yitzchak Simen Shin Mem Tes. Who quotes that the Midag in Yerushalayim by the Sfardim, this is, I think, about 200 years ago. The Midag of Yerushalayim by the Sfardim was that during Chanukah, the Melamdim would go to the rich Balabatim. I don't know how many rich Balabatim there were in Yerushalayim 200 years ago, but that's how he presents it, that the Melamdim would take the children to the rich Balabatim, and the women of the house would give them Mina Mesika and McDonald's, they'd give them candies and peros and yenos, they'd give them wine, and they'd have a big seuda, and then before they started the seuda, the Talmidim would say all of Shir Hashirim, Benoam Siach, V'nigun Yafa, with the nigun. And then they'd say the pasuk shuvu shivru lanam ad ochel 8 times. And then they distribute all the candies to the Talmidim. Then he quotes another minhag of the Sfaradim that they would stay up all 8 nights of Hanukkah, like Lel Shavuos. And I guess they took a nap in the morning. It says they would stay up all 8 nights of Hanukkah, and they would read Zohar with a minyan, and then they'd have coffee and eat fruits. I'm not sure how much traction this minhag got elsewhere. And then another interesting thing, he says in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was that on Hanukkah, they traveled to Modi'in. I don't know what their Modi'in was. I mean, I think the modern city Modi'in is believed to be approximately around where the biblical Modi'in was. But it says that they would travel to Kfar Modi'im, and there were the Kfarim there of the Chashmonaim, and it was an Arab village. And it says that the Arabs have a Kabbalah that when this place will be settled again by Jews, the Geula will come. So I don't know if the present Modi'in is on the same village that is referenced here, but apparently he writes, the Arabs of this ancient village of Modi'in had a Misara, that when the Jews resettle that place, the Gula will come. The Yeratzon that the Gula shall come, the Meherah B'Yameinu.